Hello everyone, welcome to day 24 of August Wisdom, 31 episodes in 31 days with Deep Psychology. And today we're going to talk about 10 years for non-duality. Welcome to the Deep Psychology podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So what are we talking about today? 10 years for non-duality. What does this mean? Well, basically what I'm wanting to impart here is the idea that really for some degree of stable non-dual realization, it typically takes about 10 years of work. So let me explain what is going on here. If you don't know what non-duality is, although I suspect if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably at least heard of it. It's basically one of the most popular kind of schools or approaches to spirituality in the modern day. It's not a modern thing. It's just that in the modern day that a lot of the non-dual schools are very well known, and there's a lot of practitioners, and it's kind of like the most mature non-sectarian form of spirituality that's practiced around the world. And basically the basic premise of non-duality is that we are not separate from anything. Our sense of self, our body, our mind, our senses are not separate from anything or anyone. And the sense that they are is essentially an illusion. And this is not a belief system. It's not supposed to be a belief system. It's supposed to be something that you practice towards and you realize for yourself. And this is one of the defining things about non-duality, and it's one of the reasons a lot of people are attracted to it in the modern day, is that we're not looking for belief systems. We're not looking for, you know, Bible stories or anything like that. We're looking for practice. We're looking for embodiment, okay? So that's great, and it's really a remarkable kind of evolution that these profound Eastern traditions, it's not just Eastern, it appears in Christianity too, Christian mysticism, but that the Buddhist non-dual schools and the Hindu non-dual schools, for example, are actually very well, they're very present in the West nowadays. It's a really amazing evolution. And, you know, with the internet, for example, there's just all this profound wisdom that is available within a few minutes. And it's just, well, I wouldn't be probably doing this podcast if it wasn't for that fact. So it's just remarkable. Now, basically, non-duality is a set of practices. Obviously, there's a sort of guiding principle behind it. Fundamentally, it's a practice, okay? And these practices leads to profound insight into the nature of who we are, okay? The thing about non-duality is that what I found is that people often start sort of studying it and taking on as an idea and sort of a nice sort of philosophy and a nice sort of thing to live by. But I honestly have met, I'm going to say very few, but I'm honestly tempted to say nobody that I consider who's really embodied non-duality, to be honest about it. Plenty of people have heard of it, but I've met very few people that can honestly speak from that perspective. And that's what I'm really getting at today. I want to kind of encourage you to take it on as a practice, and I want you to be very realistic about it. It's not going to take months. It's not even going to take a few years. It's going to take about 10 years from the start of your meditation practice to be able to really embody non-duality. And when I say practice, I don't mean 10 years of reading books or listening to talks. I mean 10 years of meditation, right? And this will typically not include not just formal sitting meditation in a quiet environment, but retreat meditation, going on retreats, and day-to-day in your daily life, doing meditation in your daily life. This is essential. Now, what happens with non-duality, and it happens with spirituality in general, so we shouldn't really be surprised, but the thing about non-duality is it's very difficult to describe in ordinary language in a sort of everyday, you know, in everyday language. And so we sort of resort to kind of poetic descriptions about it, right? And, well, frankly, it's a life-changing realization. And so it's natural to start waxing lyrical about it. And when you combine the two, the waxing lyrical and the fact that the language is often kind of esoteric, then it's no wonder that people start taking it on as an idea and they start kind of over-idealizing it, over-idealizing the teacher and never doing the work themselves, seeing it as this sort of unreachable, unfathomable goal that only is reserved for sort of the monks of the world, right? Now, my message here, and this is part of the introduction of my book that's coming out fairly soon, is that though it's important to study teachings and teachers and to be inspired by them and all the rest of it, non-dual practice is not about practicing and it's not about memorizing and reproducing these teachings and kind of learning all the quotes and fantasizing about it. Non-duality is a practice first and foremost, right? So if you're doing the practices, that is the most important thing. It's not the only thing, but it's the most important thing. It's no use just reproducing and memorizing the teachings, and we don't have to logically understand the teachings. We don't have to tease them apart too much. We don't have to believe the teachings. We just have to practice it and embody it, right? And it's just such a trap that people fall into with meditation in general, but particularly with non-duality and these high realizations, that they don't practice it. They just follow a teacher and watch all the talks and all the rest of it. And, you know, they might tell their friends about it, but actually they don't know what it is. Okay. Another kind of side effect of the non-dual approach is that because when you realize non-duality, you kind of realize that there was nothing to attain. There was no path to walk. There was no destination to reach. That your spiritual nature is fundamentally as it is, and it always has been that way. And so this is what the teachers tell us. This is what non-dual traditions tell us. There's nothing to do. There's no work to do. You can't achieve it. There's nothing, there's no path, there's no meditation to do. And that is actually true. The problem is that it actually takes about 10 years of work to get to the stage where you can say that with any real authenticity, till you've actually walked the path back home, as it were, to your own true nature. And in this time that we're in with, you know, TikTok and ChatGPT and social media and television and basically on-demand entertainment at very low cost, we're basically sort of allergic and sort of estranged from long-term effort, okay? It started to evade us. It started to seem weird to dedicate lots of time to something, right? And when people tell you that it's an immediate realization and there's nothing to do, well, what are you going to do? You're not going to do anything, right? So you're not going to do the practice that's required to actually realize that on an authentic level, to have a genuine non-dual awakening, right? So the purpose of me saying this and the purpose of me writing what I wrote in my book is to address this problem that, yes, all these things are true. Non-duality is right here, right now, as it is. You are basically in non-dual awareness right now at a profound level. That is true. It's true that you cannot really do anything to realize it in a certain way. That is true. And it's true that you cannot really describe it in ordinary everyday language, right? However, that does not give us an excuse not to practice, right? And you must practice it. 10 years, that is your ballpark figure of meditation practice required to reach authentic non-dual realization. And until you have that, and until you have direct contact with it, to the point where the teachings start to seem irrelevant in a certain way, they start to just seem like words that cannot possibly capture the essence of it. Until you've got to that point, you must practice. You cannot just sit and listen to people. Don't just sit and listen to me and read my articles. I don't want that. I want you to practice it. Put in the effort, okay? And 10 years, at this moment in time, until we maybe have some sort of technology that helps us reach it more quickly, or until it's really sort of taught to us from a very young age, by the time we're 15, we're already sort of halfway through the process. Until that happens, it's about 10 years of work, right? And you cannot escape that. So that's my message to you. 10 years of work for non-dual awakening. And please do not try to skip this process. Don't try to fool yourself that you've reached it just because you've read books and talks about it. It might sound harsh, but I'm doing you a big favor here, right? Trust me that the authentic non-dual awakening is so much more precious than just memorizing these teachings. All right, thanks a lot, everyone. And remember, I've got a special offer on my coaching for August, 25% off if you book a 10 block of 10 sessions in August, and an extra 10% off if you've never done coaching or classes with me before. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you very soon for the next episode. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.